This is Femi Kuti, and you're listening to NYC Radio Live.
All right, folks, how you doing? Feeling good? I am. David Ellenbogen here. I got a really fun show for you this week. Tanya Iyer, all the way from Montreal, Canada. And she did a live set in the WKCR studio with Alex Kaiser Smybert and Daniel Jalinas. And we're going to hear that complete set. But first, we'll hear something from the album. And then we sat down and had a conversation with them. Really beautiful album called Do You Dream. And they are on tour from Montreal in New York and I think crisscross in the United States. Yeah, and it was a great, great weekend. Two shows at the Rubin Museum. One, did you hear the last episode with this BRM's Unstruck Sound? We did that. It was really beautiful. And a sound meditation. And it was, I don't know, great weekend. I met about a dozen people who listened to this podcast or the radio show. So that's always exciting. Please say hello. It's great to meet kindred spirits. And so much great stuff at the Rubin right now. The Ohm Lab is super fun, worth checking out. You like go into this kind of recording studio and you choose your ohm, and as you make your ohm, the sine waves get projected on the wall in light, and that ohm gets added to all the other ohms. So there'll be like some mega ohm. Anyway, that's pretty much it for now. Put on your calendar, though. It's not officially announced. There's no tickets available, but block out May 21st. That's going to be the 6th, I believe. Raga's Live Festival at Pioneer Works. 24 hours. It's going to be increíble. There we go. I couldn't figure out if I was going to speak in Spanish or English just now. Anyway, let's check out a track called Bridges from Tanya Iyer's Do You Dream, and then we'll sit down and have a little conversation with Tanya and Alex, and then we'll hear that complete live set. All right, enjoy, and thanks for listening. Peace.
Now. Yeah, so I started out learning Indian vocals when I was really young, so I think that has influenced a lot of my singing.
That was Carnatic vocals?
Carnatic, okay. South Indian Carnatic vocals, and then I switched to violin and then did classical violin performance in school, but I've always played the piano, and so when I started college, I met Alex, and we started playing music together, and yeah, we recorded this album. This album, the process of recording it was very collaborative, and we spent the year kind of experimenting with different sounds and different textures, and that's how the synths joined the band.
Right, and I'm kind of curious, so in what way, how do you see the Carnatic elements sneaking into the music or informing it?
Definitely, like with the vocals and like kind of the gamakas, the slides that happen. I think it's like a stylistic thing because I'm not trained as a vocalist. I only started late taking some lessons, and so it's just kind of a mesh of everything I've ever heard in life.
Right. And Alex, what do you think? I mean, what do the electronics bring to the table that your standard acoustic instruments don't necessarily?
I mean, I think it's for this. It's like we're a very small group. Mm-hmm. There's only three of us, so I don't know. I can't play two acoustic instruments at the same time, but I can play electric bass and hit a note on the synth and it rings out, or use like the arpeggiator on the synth just for for textures, for, I don't know, just I feel like it just adds sound, and
right,
I like that.
Yeah, maybe I'm curious if, to you, Tanya, as well, like what attracts you to these instruments, and what do they open up for you?
Yeah, I think to resonate with Alex said, just more textures. It was kind of something that I think when you explore an instrument a lot, like I played the violin and the piano, you maybe want to start looking for more, and the synth was a really easy way to create soundscapes and different textures that make the music bigger, right?
I think I just have one more. I was really hesitant at first to start playing the synth. Like this band, when it started, was just me and Tanya and a cellist, and I was playing upright bass, and Tanya was just playing piano. It was just completely acoustic. And then slowly we got drums and lost the cello.
I said, Alex, bring that synth to the rehearsal, and he was like, no.
Yeah. And then I don't know. Like, I've started seeing it more like an acoustic instrument, like just like I have to figure out how to use it, and in the same way that I had to like figure out how to make a bass sound good, which took years, like I don't know,
right, just, yeah, there's a lot of different knobs to get the dough. Nice. Yeah, no, it's really beautiful. You know, you guys create like really nice like kind of soundscapes that I feel like, you know. Well, one thing that's really interesting is I feel that even some of the playing is influenced by electronic music. You know, like sometimes Daniel's drum patterns sound like something you would hear on some kind of program thing or something like that.
So. Yeah.
What's a track that you're really proud of that you want to share with our folks?
I like painting.
Painting?
Yeah.
All right, let's check it out. Thank you. it's so pretty. And I to me, that feels like exactly like kind of what I was saying. It's like an electric feeling song with acoustic instruments.
There's actually no electric synth or anything on that track. Right. It's like a banjolin and like piano strings, like the inside of that.
Wow, so like, cool. Wow, so it's really original music. Could you name like a few people that we maybe should be checking out, that kind of, you know, bands or
even. Whoa.
Is that
I
too
think
broad?
Like I used to listen to a lot of classical music, and a lot of Debussy and Ravel kind of informed my piano playing. And there's this really great Montreal artist named Patrick Watson who kind of just like took me into songwriting. Like I hadn't written songwriting, and then I just loved his music when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I've gone through lots of phases. Music, but recently I've mostly been listening to a lot of like hip hop and free jazz.
At the same time?
Not at the same time.
Just like
you
in
could,
two
though.
Speakers.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. Yeah. And I just, I don't know. I find it so exciting. Like, I just, maybe a year ago, heard Albert Eiler for the first time, and it like changed everything.
Wow.
I kind of stopped.
Changed your life.
I've tried to stop caring about what other people are thinking when I'm playing. And I
wow.
think that was a big influence for me on that.
Yeah, that's heavy.
Yeah.
And quite a wide scope of influences in this band, going from.
Yeah. And if you ask Daniel, he'll just say he doesn't. He just wants to listen to Bach.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, there's this band Hiatus Coyote from Australia. It was really fun. I like that vocalist a lot.
All right. Those are things to research. I've had friends kind of hit me a little bit to Patrick Watson. I haven't heard enough, but it's really cool. And what's the scene like in Montreal? Is there a healthy kind of thing going on? Yeah.
Great Montreal community. So many awesome musicians. So many cool female-led bands and all the gender bands.
Right.
There's a really nice community. Everyone supports each other. It's beautiful.
Cool. All right, so what should we take it out on?
Daydreaming?
All right.
Because we didn't play that.
We didn't play that at the session.
Nice. All right, well, thanks for your time. And the album's called Do You Dream?
Do you dream?
I do, more and more. It's am I awake? That's the question. All right, so Tanya, Alex, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
right. That was the track Daydreaming from Tanya Iyer's album Do You Dream? And at this time, we're going to go to the live set recorded at WKCR just a couple days back. And it was a pared down version of the band you hear on this album. It's Tanya Iyer on vocals and synths. Alex Kaiser Smybert on bass and synths, and Danielle Jalinas on drums and synths. Yeah. All right. Enjoy. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.